And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Marvelous, Monumental, Most Fascinating, Massively Mind-Bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. It's Monday, which means it's time for Genesis. In Genesis 1:20, the scene unfolds that God brings forth fish and other life forms in the sea. It's worth noting that other life refers to the myriad of unique creatures in the ocean. He's also creating all kinds of birds in the sky. We've seen so many images of some of the most bizarre marine and sky animals imaginable, and sometimes I suspect that we have not seen them all. How about that one? Next, a new command is issued by God on his fifth day. He blesses the fish and the birds and commands them to multiply. This blessing from God grants them the ability to reproduce. God is the God of life, and his earthly creations have the capacity to perpetuate the grace he has bestowed by creating even more life. There's a hint there. And finally, we won't cover everything today, but let's examine what God does do on the sixth day. He creates every kind of animal, livestock, small animal, wildlife, and everything, each endowed with life and the ability to reproduce. This is a testament from God. Those who try to halt the extension of life by terminating pregnancies are in direct opposition to God. He grants life with the ability to create more life, and to extinguish that is to contradict God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, remember, number one, it's not professional radio. You guys should know that by now. It's just radio. Number two, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, whether you're on the moon, whether you're on a planet, whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in Alberta, Canada, whether you're in Santiago, Chile. You can still reach out to us. You can email david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you're going to end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like knowing that your spiritual radio family has your back.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. We will do Jake's take in a little while, probably in the next segment from what I can see is going on in front of me.
You got it.
I want to remind people about the December schedules. which has come up. So you guys need to go on the website to check out the stuff there. Miguel, somebody that we prayed for, we asked that the Lord would bless him. He's a new listener. He was able to get through his fast just fine. He's asking for prayer, which we're going to do a little later on, for him to just to stay on the stay true on the path that he's on. Plus, he's got some family member and some friends that are having some physical ailments. We're going to pray for him as well. But he was checking in, and we think that's wonderful. You guys are always welcome to check in and update. It helps us to know how to pray, just in case you're wondering. So what you're trying to figure out if you're listening to the show for the first time is, first of all, who are these guys and what are they doing on my radio station? Okay, I know that. Okay. And it's your fault because you tuned in. Okay, so I just want to point that out. The thing about this is that we are trying to encourage one another. Hebrews 10:25 says, encourage one another as we see the day of the return of Christ getting closer and closer. That's what we're doing. And in many ways, it's a form of fellowship. This is not a church. You think, why isn't it a church, Dave? Because we don't do communion and we don't do baptisms. So it's not a church. I'm not your pastor. I'm your big brother in Christ, or your little brother in Christ, or your kind of the same age brother in Christ. I don't know. All I know is that we're doing this together to strengthen one another, to bless one another, to be a witness, and to honor God. So that's what we're doing. We have the same Heavenly Father. We're blood relatives through Jesus Christ. And we drink of one Holy Spirit. So let's just keep it as simple as we can. In doing all that, we want to offer you the opportunity to have prayer requests and praise reports, even opportunities to share something that maybe the Lord has put on your heart that's important to you, that's kind of cool. It doesn't have to be a controversial teaching for it to be cool. It just can be something the Lord has really blessed you with. Maybe it's something that you just want to share, that the Lord answered a prayer you didn't think was going to be answered. Maybe it got delayed for God's purposes, and then it came to fruition, and you just want to say thank you, because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Maybe you got an answer to the trivia question. Here it is. Here we go. Daniel. Daniel was one of the Israelites carried into the Babylonian captivity. He was among those who were being groomed for what? For service in the king's palace, for becoming a judge in Babylonian courts, or for a position as a lion tamer in the Babylonian circus. What was Daniel being groomed for? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You know, so text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA because we exist by it. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
So, Jacob, when you think of daily, what do you think of?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all the days, every day.
Okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, too?
Yep.
Okay. I just thought I'd check with you. Like every day you like to breathe.
Any day that ends in day.
Okay. There you go. Draw closer to the Lord daily. How do you do that? Well, you spend time in His Word, of course, and you spend time in prayer. How often should you do it? Daily. How long should you do it for? I don't know. That's not my job. I'm not driving to put some legalistic thing on you. Spend time with the Lord. You know what? Here's a great idea. Spend time in His Word and in prayer and ask Him how long you should be there. How about that? That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. Never, 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 never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. If the world tries to shame you, learn how to be a duck. Let the water roll off your back. Do not bother to be bothered. Never be ashamed of Jesus or His words, no matter what the world does. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which means that we are consciously aware that others matter, that we care about them. We add them into our life. We increase our life by adding other people into our life. And we take on their burdens and their journeys. Paul said, join me in my struggle with me by praying for me. That is a way that you join somebody or something or some cause. Some of you want to join in different causes. You don't have any money. I don't have any money to give to them. You have prayer time. Join their cause by praying with them. That's what he's saying, and that's the kind of thing the Lord expects from us. Okay? All right. Trivia question. Daniel was one of the Israelites carried into the Babylonian captivity. He was among those being groomed for service in the king's palace, a judgeship in the Babylonian courts, or a position as lion tamer in the Babylonian circus. Your reference is going to be Daniel 1:4. If you're looking for something specific, you can look there. You can reach out to us, by the way, by calling 972-445-0770, 214-210-8483, or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to send you up to the website because I forgot to do it again. I don't know. I have nothing to say to that. I'm just like, I don't know. What's the matter with me? I just can't remember.
I just need to grab a piece of paper, write website, and then tape it to the window.
Website, yep. Dave. Website. So what's important about the website is there's a lot of cool stuff on the website. That's very helpful. There is also an opportunity to give on the website. That's very helpful. We're not going to, you know, lie about that. Hey, it takes funds to run the ministry. Well, is that paying for your jet? If I had a Jetta, I would say yes, but no. So bottom line is we try to take everything that we've got and do right with it, do the right thing before the Lord with it, and we want you to be a part of that. Participate with us. Join in our struggle by praying. If you can't pray for us, certainly there's something wrong. If you can't give to us, pray for us. If you can give, give. We'd love it. That's great. All you get, though, instead of a jelly donut, is a tax receipt at the end of the year that you can use for deducting. But again, we're not your accountants. So check all the stuff out on the website. There's some really cool stuff up there, actually. I think you'll like it if you look at it. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yes. I would say that's how the Lions played, but we'll get to that in the next segment. I want to go back to our text. Obviously, we haven't even gotten to the text. We're in Genesis. We are in chapter 1. We are at verse 20. I want to make sure that we stay right in tune with it. It says this in verse 20. And God said, see, this is how things happen. God says it. And God said, let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. So God created great sea creatures and every sort of fish and every kind of bird. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying to the fish, multiply and fill the oceans. To the birds, let the birds increase and fill the earth. And all this happened on the fifth day. I feel sometimes that the fifth day gets robbed. I'm just telling you. Why? Well, it's the birds and the fish, but we always talk about day 7, day 6, day 1, day 2, you know, day 3, day 4. I don't think day 5 gets a lot. Here it is. The fish and all the creatures in the fish. If you are like me and have seen certain pictures of fish, you already know. There's some weird stuff in the ocean. This is not genius. You can look at regular fish and go, kind of weird looking. But then when you get into some of the even deeper, weirder stuff, you're like going, where did that come from? What's amazing is that shows you really how creative God is. He is so creative. Some of those species, I mean, man could never have come up with that in a trizillion, gazillion years. And there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of species. And what I really find amazing is that if you believe in evolution, you had to have a complete dynamic for each one of those. The odds of that happening are like a trillion to one, but that would have to happen 1,000 times over. That didn't happen. I mean, that's just dumb. But here's what it is. God blessed the fish. And God blessed the birds. Think about that. Here comes the blessing of God. And the first blessings go to the fish and to the birds. And the Lord's like, yay! And the birds and the fish are like going, yay! And guess who wasn't worried about the waters rising in the sky when the rains were going to come and the flood was going to come? The fish, yay! That's truly blessed indeed, right? That's the first part. So I just want you to get that we probably haven't seen everything that's there. Now, here's what something that's important. The Lord surveys his work and declares it's good. It's super important. Maybe I should say this differently. It's super duper 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 important. Is that a lot of emphasis? To remember that when God does something, it's good. You might think, and I think this, so not to be weird about this, some of those animals, some of those birds, some of those fish, they're weird. But weird isn't bad. It was all good. So we don't always understand God's actions or why the sea creatures look the way they do or the birds look the way they do. But according to God's judgment, it's good. God doesn't create anything without value. And that includes you. If he thinks the fish are good and he thinks the birds are good, how much more the peak of his creation? That's how he feels about you. Wow. All right. That's powerful, right? Okay. Trivia question. Here we go. All right. Danielle was one of the Israelites carried into Babylon captivity. He was among those being groomed for, number one, service in the king's palace, number two, a judgeship in the Babylonian courts, or number three, a position as a lion tamer in the Babylonian circus, a well-known circus. But the answer is one, service in the king's palace. That is what Daniel was being groomed for. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated. Knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I got to read this email from Eric. I tried to email him, but it wouldn't get through because it's international. So you know how we said we want to be, you know, we're heard in Alberta, and right, and in California, and in Texas, and we sometimes wander the moon or somewhere else. Just got an email from Eric that says, hello from Buenos Aires, Argentina. So Eric is listening on Argentina. For some reason, the app's not working, but he can hear us on the website. So I did want to let him know I did get it. I tried to email you back, but it got blocked. So for Eric's sake, we're just going to assume, because he can't text in, that he's getting every single trivia question right.
That's awesome, though. Argentina, wow.
There you go. You never know where we're going.
That's
right?
A ways away that's from where we are.
Farther than my driveway. I want to point that out. Let's get ready for your next trivia question. Now, remember, folks, usually, you know, on these newer ones, there's something that's a little bit goofy on purpose. Since they did not want to defile themselves by eating what the king was serving, Daniel convinced the chief eunuch to bring him and his friends what substitute? Number one, meat from a non-split-hooved animal. Number two, SpaghettiOs. Or number three, vegetables/pulse. Which of those three? L has added a fourth, Bluebell, of course.
Yeah, I was about to say number four, Burger King.
All right, what? These are our people. Okay. They didn't want to defile themselves. They didn't want to take king's food. Daniel's friends convinced them to be fed what? Meat from a non-split-hooved animal, SpaghettiOs, vegetables, Bluebell, or Burger King. I guess those are all in play right now. Oy vey is mir. That's all I'm going to say to you guys. Oy vey is mir. Keep in mind, if you have an answer for that trivia question, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I probably should give you guys, I should do it. I got to give you a reference point because, you know, the ones in Daniel, I think they're a little harder. That would be Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 through 15. That would be your big thing right there. Okay, before we get to anything else, let me make sure we've got that covered. We can do jokes later depending on what happens. Sports take we'll do after this. Okay, let's go ahead and we got a person ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Don. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better. Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
We had an awesome concert
I have heard that it was phenomenal. That is what I've heard.
I tell you what, it was just unbelievable. I couldn't even believe it.
That's pretty
but
good.
Anyway.
All right, well, let's set up the triv, and then I'll give you a couple of minutes to share.
Okay.
Is that good? Okay, wait, don't hit the thing yet. Here we go. Here we go. Since they didn't want to defy themselves by eating what the king was serving, Daniel and his friends convinced the chief eunuch to feed them, one, meat with non-split-hooved animals, two, SpaghettiOs, three, vegetables, four, Bluebell, or five, Burger King.
Well, you know, it was vegetables.
That is correct, Amanda!
You know, what? It is absolutely fascinating to read all that about Daniel.
Yeah, one of my favorite things.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is just fascinating.
It is so bizarre, too. It's like, the whole thing is so, and I love it devotionally when I read it. It's almost like one of my favorite reads.
I know.
It's so much fun. All right, so you guys had a great concert, better than you thought it was going to be, huh?
You know what? It was just unbelievable. It was 2 hours long, and that was the shortest 2 hours I've ever done in my life.
That is awesome. That is. That is so awesome.
And we had so much stuff happening. I mean, There was never any dead time. Never. Never. And it was... I hope that they have it on YouTube one of these days soon.
All right.
Let you know.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know if it's on YouTube. Don't. Yeah, then we'll let people know how to access
it. Okay, my dear friend. Thank you very much. God bless you.
You too, my brother. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. That's our show, man. That's what we do. No, that show's over. That's just what people are like, the show's over? No. I didn't say that. I said that's our – never mind. All right, we got to do Jake's take because one of us is very depressed about it. So let's do Jake's take. I just want to point out before I even give the floor to you, Jake, that I had turkey last night again with stuffing and cranberry and, you know, all that other stuff because of what happened yesterday. Tell us what happened.
So since you brought it up, David's Detroit Lions. I jinxed them. I said they would win against the Bears, but they pulled a Detroit Lions, and like you said, they look like how they always do on Thanksgiving, but it's December, so
yeah,
disappointing loss.
They became the Detroit Kittens, which is lots of fun.
Yep.
And but what else happened that was extremely good?
So the local team, though, the Dallas Cowboys, did win. They got a big win against the Eagles last night.
Yes.
It was close for a little bit, and then the Cowboys pulled away and won pretty easily. But yeah, now the division is tied, and Cowboys have a chance to win the division, which is huge.
Yep. That'd be big. Although, I will say one thing, and I'm not going to get into anything else except for this one thing. There was one call on the Eagles that the guy was called for pass interference. Yeah, it wasn't even close. It was no pass interference. It's just like, so I felt bad for the Eagles. But then again, I don't like the Eagles, so then it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So there you go on that one. We'll just leave that there. Good job on Jake's take. We move into the text because we are in Genesis. We are in chapter 1. And we are now at a very major moment in the text. Okay, I want to make sure everybody understands something. As we are moving through this text, we are not going to cover everything. Okay, and when I say that, I cannot do the deep, deep, deep dive I want to do on Genesis. I cannot do the line by line on Genesis because I don't think I'll be old enough or alive still when we finish. So I'm just going to do some of that, you know, a little more specific. But I want to make sure you understand something on day 6 because here is where things get super, super, super fascinating. Okay, so. Verse 24 of Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let the earth bring forth every kind of animal, livestock, small animal. Oh my goodness, there's just a lot of stuff there, right? Wildlife. And so it was, God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to reproduce more of its own kind, and God saw that it was good. Like the fish. Now, they got a minute and a half, and then we're going to have to break. But like the fish, like the birds, animals, livestock, small animals, wildlife. And by the way, livestock was a part of that. God made all sorts of animals and enabled them to produce more of its own kind. That is the testimony from God in day 5 and day 6 that the creatures that God made are supposed to produce more of themselves. And that's where he tells them to be fruitful and multiply, and he makes it so they can be, and to restrict that. Because of selfishness, not because of danger, but because of selfishness is an absolute sin and slap in the face of God. In every person that claims to be a Christian and denies that God is a God of life who desires perpetuation is lying to themselves. You're thinking that is You are being very, very mean. Nope. I am just reading the passages. And the passage is that God gave life to these entities, to these forms of beings, and then said reproduce. Not selectively reproduce. Get that? Okay, that's, you can't get away from it. You might want to try, but you'd be lying to the scriptures and to yourself, so don't do that. Life. God is a God of life and likes to see life perpetuated, which, by the way, is a big part of the perpetuation of the gospel. Thank you. Take our short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. What the whole teaching has to do with is the dissatisfaction that people have who are worldly when the divine is involved. I want you to hear that line. That's the big line. That's the big connector between all of this. The worldly are never satisfied if divinity is involved. So the example Jesus says is, you know, we played the flute for you, right? And the flute, you know, woo, the flute, yay, happy sounds, right? And the people are like, no. And it's like, okay, well, we sang a dirge for you, right? What'd you sing at a funeral, right? And the people were like, no. And then John the Baptist, he says, comes. And John the Baptist is as straight as you can get. We would call him, a massive teetotaler might be fair enough to say. And he says, he's not eating bread. He's not drinking any wine. And you people, the way you respond, you go, hey, he's got a demon. And then Jesus, he says, I come, Son of Man comes. I'm eating and drinking. And then what do the people do? They extreme it out and they say, he's a glutton because he's eating, not eating more than he should, just eating. And he's a drunkard because he had wine. You see, this is the thing. The thing is that the world and the worldly are never satisfied. That's why I said that connection to the song. And don't get mad at me that I used a Rolling Stone song. It's not my fault. They wrote a song called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. This is the Lord trying to reach people at different levels, and people keep going, no, 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 no. And it's nonstop. And there's just no satisfying them. And even the one thing that I would say, and I've said this before in the beginning of this broadcast, and I don't really care about your political affiliations, but when people get going in a certain direction, you can't move them one way or another. And when the media was all over Donald Trump, it's fair to say that had he helped cure cancer with research, they would have accused Donald Trump of putting people out of business who were in the cancer business. It's just like that's exactly what they would have done. Everybody knows that. And it's because that's how the mentality is. If somebody comes along and does something that's good and it's not appreciative to the world or they don't like it, they will rip it to shreds. You can't play the flute. You can't sing a dirge. You can't be Johnny the Baptist. And you can't be Jesus Christ because none of those things satisfy. We want exactly what we want, which, by the way, they don't even know what they want. That's the irony. It's God that's giving the opportunity for people to get the answers, and people are so inwardly confused because of Satan, they wouldn't know a good thing if it split them in the eyeballs. That's the problem.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We got a lot of stuff I'm going to try and cover. I'm hoping we can get back to the teaching on the test. We're just going to see how that goes because I got some things we got to cover. Here is your trivia question. After the trivia question, I'm going to send you up to the website again because I have to remember to do that. What punishment did God give the king, Nebuchadnezzar, in order to humble him? Did he, one, become leprous for 1 year? Number two, did his wife, the queen, die? Or number three, was he made like a beast for a period of time? Was he made like a beast for a period of time? So what punishment did God dole out for the king in order to humble him? Leprosy for 1 year? His wife, the queen, died? Or he was made to be like a beast for a period of time? If you think you know the answer, there you can just call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. We are going to send you up to the website. A couple things I want to tell you. Plus, I forgot to give you the scripture earlier because I don't remember everything because I'm older. Bottom line is, on the website is a place to fill out a praise report or a prayer request. Also, on the website is access to videos, audios, articles, 4,500 hours, that's right, 4,500 hours of podcasts, as well as some old sermons that I preach that still seem to hold up, and as well as an opportunity to give on the give part of the site. We've made it easy to give. It takes 20 seconds now. You can use PayPal. You can use the new system. You can do it by check or you can do it by credit card. Here's the scripture we're going to encourage you with, 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. Never do that. For God loves a cheerful giver. If you got a cheerful heart and you want to give, do it. If you don't, don't. How about that simple? Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? I needed that. I needed that clip about 2 days ago. I won't tell you why. I just needed that clip. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Stephen, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, if you needed that sound bite, you could have just asked most of your listeners.
All right, that was a good one right there. I'm going to give you an A-plus on that zing right there. That was a good one, I got to say.
Well, I can't do much. I'm still eating grass, so.
Yes, I get that reference point. You still got to set it. I got to set it up for you. Hit it out of the park for Elsie the cow. Here we go. What punishment did God dole out to the king in order to humble him? Did he become leprous 1 year? Did his wife, the queen, die? Or he's made like a beast for a period of time?
I think he was made like a beast.
That is correct, Amanda! I think the best part about that is you could say he was like a built-in lawnmower. It's like, yeah, that'll work. Okay, sure.
You realize that as sheep, they're the most efficient lawnmower there is.
I did not know that, but there's
many
people.
About it. They will actually chew the grass so low that the cows can't eat it. There's nothing left.
See, now that's so that's why people release the sheep into the grass into the yards. But do they do an even job? Is it even?
I don't think they do it evenly. They just do it.
They overdo it. Excellent job, brother. Excellent phone call. As always, hilarious. Great job on that.
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. All right, bye-bye. All right, I'm sorry. I think that's just funny stuff. All right, we got to do history. We're going to try to get back on track on some of these history things. Let's do history, please, real fast. Let's run.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
Now, you know what's funny about one of the trivia questions is actually today is National Noodle Ring Day, which are SpaghettiOs.
Is that why you had that as one of the choices?
No, I didn't. It was like, one of those. Oh, I didn't even realize that. Today is also Gingerbread House Day. Okay. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Have you tried building a gingerbread house?
Never.
It is difficult.
I have never tried. I've eaten bits and pieces, but I have never tried.
I was so excited to do it. And then as I was about halfway through, I was like, this is not fun anymore. This is just stressful.
So that went away really fast, didn't
yep.
it? Okay.
Yep. I finally got it built. It was up for about 5 minutes, and then it crashed. It just crashed down. I was like,
I've never been through that experience. I must confess. My problem is my patience level. It probably would have been, what? It doesn't. There's not insert A slot sugar into insert B slot sugar. Done.
It's just way. It's once you actually start building it, it's way more difficult than you realize about keeping all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough to the icing doesn't keep all the pieces together like you think it would. Yeah.
Right. You got to use glue.
Right.
Right. But you can't use glue. All right. Today, by the way, is also National App Day. So if you have used an app before, for some reason they're celebrating that, probably because they like celebrating taking your money or getting your information, one of the two. And then finally, for those that have a deep interest in this, in 1981, Muhammad Ali fights his last boxing match and is defeated by Trevor Burbick. 1981 on this day, December 11th. There you go. All right. Excellent. That's history. Thank you very much. Okay. A couple things I want to talk to you about Genesis. Okay. So here's something that's super important. I'm gonna veer off on purpose. You're just going to have to go with me because I just believe the Lord wants me to. Okay. So as I was talking to Pastor Jason today, one of the things that him and I brought up together and he said two really good things. I mean, just super, super good things. One of the things he's the pastor of Crossroads Church in Rowlett. One of the things that he said that was really good is, you know, I think he said that the church, you know, they kind of minor or they go after things that maybe aren't the biggest issues. But he also said the church is doing better than people think. And I really think there's it's an important point to bring up for that. And one of the things that Christians go really intensely, directly in opposition of unity is in this Genesis 1 text. I understand that there are people that are like, look, the days are 24-hour periods. Okay, fully understand it. I understand some people are like, nope, I think that before, how everything fits into schematic is there's a break in the timeline. And before the days are actually identified, there were some issues and so on and so forth. I understand people promoting that view. I also understand people promoting a dual view, which is first couple of days might not have been exactly 24-hour periods because there was no sun and there was no moon and there's no stars and it's an issue. That's not the problem. That's not even the discussion, okay? What we know for a fact is that God established these days as a pattern for mankind to operate in. That is not up for debate. What God did establish is that we need rest. God doesn't need rest. Do you understand that? When it says God rested on the seventh day, which we'll get to, he wasn't tired. He doesn't get weary, the scripture says, except with our words, which we annoy him with. The rest is for our example, okay? Now we can go to the mat on, you know, the Sabbath, and if you don't keep it, and Seventh-day Adventists and the fight, and I got it, I understand, all right, fine. What the church doesn't need to do is make those differences the divisions. If your church is Baptist, or your church is Pentecostal, or your church is Charismatic, or your church is Bible, or which there's a majority of churches say they're going to be Bible one way or another. Or if it's Presbyterian but not a part of the nutty group that has reduced the Bible to nothing, or if it's any of the others, if it's genuine, if it's sincere, if the people are real, if the authority is the Word of God, the 66 books, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, the 848,000 words in the King James, if that, and it doesn't have to be King James, if that's your awesome. If there's a genuine love for Jesus Christ, a sincere respect and honor to the Father, recognizing that redemption is through Jesus Christ and that there's a unity that's found through the Holy Spirit, if there's that pursuit, great. If your issue is ecclesiastical, if it is eschatological, if it is about how creation came about and you're really strong in that and you just don't want to move on that, don't move on that. Stay firm in that. Stay firm in that commitment. It's not a reason to cut off fellowship. And what Jason and I were talking about just briefly, I mean, you're talking about 2 minutes in the conversation, 3 minutes. These are not the things that we are supposed to be disconnected in. If you are connected genuinely and truly in Jesus Christ, then whether it's a 24-hour day or a different time frame, that cannot be greater than the unity that's in Jesus. Cannot be. Or there's something deeply wrong. And I'll say this. I want people to have differences of opinion. To me, it makes the book interesting. As long as there's the acknowledgement that it's the book and that God created the universe and the dude can write a book. If you want to come up to a different conclusion, God bless you. What I would say to you is don't make that an issue of fellowship or you're not honoring the book. That's what I would say. Do you get that? I'm going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
So we chatted about it on the phone, and it turned out that he had a pastor who used to be his pastor reach out to him and say, "The Lord put you on my heart. You know, I want to know what's going on with your life." He had another person say, "Hey, if you got this situation, let me know." He was talking to me. He was talking to somebody else. And it was like he had like four sources of support and didn't even realize that what he was seeing was the circumstance, which we all do. And when we pulled it back and looked at it, he's like, yeah, there's like four different places he was getting support from. And it's like, that's amazing. But see, that's not that amazing in the context of just what Peter and John said when they went into the temple. Children, you men of Israel, why does this miracle surprise you? Why does it even surprise us? God does so many things to reach to us and to speak to us. He is never, let me just say this, he is never absent from your tragedy. He is never disappeared from your circumstance. It's never happened. Long before you said yes, God said yes to you. Just think about the level of that, the commitment that would take. That means that God looked at my life and in spite of my insanities, said, "Yeah, we'll take him." Is that amazing? Think about how amazing that is. And so I was somebody had sent me a video about somebody who had an experience in heaven, and I was like, "Well, you know, I like some of those, but some of those are kind of weird and squirrely and da 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 da." And then the Lord was reminding me about my own dream that I had about making it in heaven, where God had the king had his arm around me and he's showing me different things in my life, and here's where you accepted my son. Let me tell you something. God will reach you and touch you and speak to you. The biggest question for all of us is, are we listening? Do you remember what happened when the Lord spoke over Jesus? The Father spoke from heaven over Jesus, and the Bible says that the people thought that it thundered. But it didn't thunder. God spoke. See that right there? That right there. Yeah. Because what we do is we think what thundered. But it's God speaking. The biggest question is, are we listening? Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. Pretty straightforward. Who appeared to Daniel just prior to the revelation concerning the 70 weeks? Was it Gabriel, Helen Hunt in a whirlwind, or Moses? who appeared to Daniel just prior to the revelation regarding the 70 weeks? Was it Gabriel, Helen Hunt in a whirlwind, thinking tornado or twisted, or Moses? If you think you know, you are welcome to reach out to us. Your reference point, just want to make sure I got the right reference point because sometimes I can give you the wrong one, is Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. I believe that's the correct reference point. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So the question is pretty simple. Who appeared to Daniel just prior to the revelation concerning the 70 weeks? The reference point for those that are trying to find it is in Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Was it Gabriel that appeared, Helen Hunt, or Mo? There you go. Those are your opportunities to answer if you think you can answer. In the meantime, we do have somebody calling in. I'll take the call, and then we're going to pray for a couple people for health and so on and so forth, and see if this phone call leads into that or not. We'll find out in just a second. And this is me stalling by going doobie 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 doobie. There you go. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am doing really good. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes. Yes, I did. How about you?
Well, I did until the Lions lost. But outside of that, that was all right.
Uh-oh.
I know. The Detroit Kittens. Anyway, I guess that's it. All right, let me set it up for you, and then you can knock it out for us. Who appeared to Daniel just prior to the revelation of the 70 weeks? Was it Gabriel, Helen Hunt in a whirlwind, or Moses?
It was Gabriel.
That is correct, Amanda! It was Gabriel. I don't think Helen Hunt in a whirlwind really would have qualified. Mo was a pretty good answer, but yeah, that's not going to happen. So excellent job, and I just know you knew that right away, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I knew you did. I knew you did.
Sometimes I do know things, but I don't always guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're not only the best guesser, sometimes you actually know what it is right off the bat. That's great.
Yeah, sometimes.
Excellent job. So much. So much. Love having you call in. Just fantastic.
All right, thank you. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's wind it up. What do we got? We got my clock says we get off 4.5 minutes. Is that about right? Does that seem right? Okay. I'm not going to go as deep as you want me to because I want to just fascinate on this one point right here. 126. This is so good. I probably should have just sat on this all day, but here we go. Then God said, let us make people, make man, make mankind, make Adam. Let us make Adam in our image to be like ourselves. Next part of the verse. They will be masters over all life. Let's just stop there. We're going to hit on this a lot next week. Can't miss this. Impossible. God said, let us, plural, Elohim. There's no way to escape this. People are like, oh, it doesn't mean that's exactly what it means. Let us, maybe he's talking about the angels. Scripture is absolutely clear that angels are not at the level of God. Angels were not involved in the creation imaging of mankind. It's just wrong, silly, just silly. Let us make man in our, another, then yet another reference point in Genesis 1:26 to the plurality of God, Elohim. Let us make man in our image to be like ourselves. Here's a small little problem that people tend to miss. What they want to say is, see, we're made in the image of God, therefore we're all good. Well, that's not what Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, when he said, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts. So Jesus did not say all of mankind was good. That's wrong. What he does say in this beginning text here is they will be like ourselves, and he explains how. They will be masters over all of life. What people fail to understand directly in the text is God defines the number one way that man is made in the image of God. And everybody wants it to be like this, like this, like this, like this. But God defines it in his word. They will be in charge of the planet. They forfeited that in sin. We'll deal with that later. That's two chapters away. But the reality check is that man was made in the likeness of God in the capacity that man was made to rule. That is how we were made in the image of God first. Not the only way, but the first way. And that man was supposed to rule over the fish, the sea, the birds, the sky, and all the livestock, wild animals, and small animals. Man is supposed to rule. And they were not supposed to be subject to anybody but God. But when the surrender to sin took place, a willful subjection changed the dynamic. That's the whole premise of this beginning portion of Genesis. Made upright, and then man fell. It doesn't have much to do with evolving, it has to do with de-evolution, not evolution, because we went the wrong direction. Okay? All right. I'm going to say a prayer for Miguel and for other people who are hurting real fast, and then we'll close the show out. Father, we come before you right now. Lift up our brother Miguel. Help him, Lord. Thank you that he got through his fast. Strengthen him. Keep him steadfast in you and the people that he has in his life and the people we have in our lives that are hurting and that are sick. We pray for your healing power to be active in their lives, and that they would know it comes from you, a touch from God. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break, then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.